Call the roll for item number one.
Call the roll?
I mean, call the item. Hey, you know, I'm trying to move this real quick. Item one.
Hey. A resolution by Supervisor Mayo urging the state of Wisconsin to adopt Senate Joint Resolution 4 to require that the revenues generated by the state transportation system be deposited into a transportation fund and requiring the legislature to create such a fund and a Department of Transportation.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any comments from committee? Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the reason why I'm trying to move this ahead is because if you look at, there's some items that are put in front of you that the Committee of Transportation at the state level have moved quite quickly on this item. This item is trying to make segregated funds for transportation and public works, particularly for transit. And I think this is a very good item that the Milwaukee County should be on board and say, yes, we do want to segregate that fund that goes to transportation so we can look at our transportation system. If you look at the resolution, there's two joint resolutions that you came in front of you, is resolution 2 and 4. Also, you have just a little cheat sheet. Do you have these two resolutions here?
Mm-hmm.
Just hand out 2 and 4.
No, I didn't have that. What is that?
Okay, just hand it.
Are these the,
the assembly bills, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Assembly. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So I move approval. I know that everybody should have been briefed on this issue. I think this is a win-win for Milwaukee County to show the state that we do support this initiative. So I move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Any questions from Supervisor Bukowski?
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I mean, this. I understand the whole mass transit piece, but we also have an intergovernmental relations committee too. So I'm just kind of curious as to what that's about.
Supervisor Mayo,
and the chairman of the legislation bureau. My understanding that you was not meeting this month.
Correct.
And since they are not meeting, they would have went to both. But I would have came to transportation public works.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
So if they're not meeting, we're trying to meet this deadline. That's why it came in front of this committee.
I have no problem with that. We have an IGR committee, though.
Supervisor, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I do understand what Supervisor Bukowski is saying. And no one's trying to be disrespectful to the chairman of the IG committee. But since we are trying to make sure that we are on board while this is moving fast, that's why I felt that we need to move ahead.
All right. Thank you for your comments, Supervisor
Lipscomb. Yeah, just briefly on that, I'll say I take no offense as chair of IGR. I think it's appropriate that it would come here. I think there would be some, I would have some reservation had it been assigned to IGR and scheduled and we met there, that there would be a desire to send it back here as a policy committee and we'd basically not act timely on it potentially and put in jeopardy whether or not there's a record of our support for it. I think it's clear that it's moving in Madison. It has broad bipartisan support. It's clear that it's within our interests, both for our transportation system, roads, airports. I mean, this is not about simply roads. It's about funding all forms of transportation. So, and I do note that it's broad bipartisan support, including numerous Milwaukee area legislators, so I'm supportive of it and appreciate that it was brought up. I think if there were a role for the IGR, it's only that I wish we would have introduced it as part of our overall package, but I think it is timely, and I appreciate that we're moving forward now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments from committee? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the language following the two assembly resolutions, it says that if lawmakers had wanted this referendum on the April ballot, both houses would need to approve it by January 22nd. Has that occurred? Is it known as has that occurred, Mr. Chairman?
No.
We'll get that information for you. Just a second. Supervisor Lipscomb, you have an answer to
that? Yeah, I have an answer to that, Mr. Chairman. In its current form, it would go to voters in November of 2014. So they're not attempting to get it on the April ballot.
Okay, very good.
Correct. And just to be clear, this did pass a previous legislature, so this is the second time. This will be in front of the legislature. If it passes a second time, it then goes to the voters.
So he must be looking at it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that clarification. Seeing no other comments from committee, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on item one?
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Seeing no other business on our calendar.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.